Following program is a rebroadcast, and therefore time-sensitive information will be incorrect.
I'm Roland Blunt. It's 6. I'm filling in for Pax Humana, and we begin our search for the Holy Grail with Gert Sorensen. Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC in Los Altos Hills.
Thank you.
That door is closing on you. Every day, the window is creeping down, sunsetting on your plans. It's time to act. You've listened to music for years, enjoyed it, turned people on to it, wallowed in it. Time to do something. Isn't it time to do radio? Put together a radio show where you get to talk on mic, play music, and it's all done live. Time is now. If you want to be a DJ, simply take the Radio 90A course at Foothill College, where KFJC is located. It's a 10-week class that introduces you to the world of radio. Check the Join Us tab at kfjc.org. Don't let that door close.
Get me out of this box!
Out of the box. KFJC.
Source for Sound is 89.7 KFJC. Sounds provided by Nels Klein, Mark Dresser, Billy Mintz, and Zena Parkins. Guitars, contrabass, drum set, harp, electric harp. Off of The Inkling, put out by Crypto Gramophone in around 2000. And we've been enjoying Alstromeria from Nels Klein. Starting off the program, the sounds of Gert Sorensen. He's a percussionist with the Palle Mikkelborg Trio. Off of his solo release, A Drummer's Tale, featuring compositions by Paul Reuters. With Gert Sorensen on percussion, keyboard, sound design, didgeridoo, all kinds of yummy sounds, we enjoyed Alarm. Roland Blunt sitting in for Pax Humana. This is the Sonic Search for the Holy Grail. It's about 5:23. And founded in 1909 is the California Writers Club, which is one of the nation's oldest professional writers groups with 1,300 members and 18 branches in California. They're dedicated to educating writers of all levels and disciplines. They hold regular meetings with informative speakers and opportunities for networking through workshops, contests, seminars, and conferences. All that and more can be found out about the California Writers Club at calwriters.org. Soon come the sounds of wooden ships. On the Wave of the West, KFJC. Thank you. Source for Sound, KFJC. That was Wooden Ships Remixed, a track off of the West LP released last year from Wooden Ships, Ships with a Silent J, a four-piece out of San Francisco. That was a remix by Andrew Weatherall, who in the past has produced and remixed with the likes of Primal Scream, New Order, My Bloody Valentine, among others. It's put up by the Thrill Jockey label. And prior to this, we did hear from Wooden Ships proper off of a Holy Mountain release, self-titled, from around 2007. The track Shine Like Suns. I'm Roland Blunt. It's just under 20 minutes before 7, sitting in for Pax Humana on the search for the Holy Grail.
This is Sly Thought, your host on the show, Firebuckler. Remember to log on to KFAC.org.
Well, it seems a friend Sly Thought is needed. Metal to be played.
More heavy sounds.
You can hear the smoking immolation. I think we better pray.
Grabbing up that set. The project.
He's all about hell and possession.
The damn and the possessed.
And he likes to spell his name.
T-H-O-T-A.
His show is called The Fire Bunker.
Coming up now.
And we'll all burn up in flames.
Fire Bunker.
Keep hearing Fire Bunker. Hell on Thursdays with Sarthoff. 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Yelling, screaming, spit and frost.
This is KFJC.
That's right, Sythoth, the voices of the damned and the possessed never sounded so beautiful. Tune in each and every Thursday afternoon, 2 to 6. Do yourself a favor. And right now we're going to turn to the work of Raymond Scott. It's Freak Mod 89.7.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll take your seats, please. Our tour of the moon's famous Sea of Tranquility is about to begin.
A sightseeing tour on the moon. We at the Bendix Corporation believe it will happen, and before too many tomorrows go by. Already, our astronauts whirl through space nearly 200 miles high. Next thing you know, an unmanned vehicle will rove the moon's surface. Then a manned vehicle will explore it in detail. After that, you'll be there, if you want to be. The Tomorrow People at Bendix are helping to make these things possible, and more in the areas of national defense, aviation, space, oceanics, automotive, and manufacturing. To search, to discover, to develop, to broaden man's knowledge of the world he lives in and the universe around him. To make reality of imagination. This is Bendix, the Tomorrow People.
Thank you. Thank you. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful flower that lived on a hill. It was a lovely poppy with large crinkly red leaves and long stamens in the center covered with pollen. We shall call the poppy Mulan. Mulan lived a quiet life. She would wake in the morning and stretch her stem. Then she would unfold her petals and shake them out until they lay about her in perfect fashion. And then she would dance. She danced beautifully, but all alone, because she was the only flower living on the hill. The only other poppy she had ever seen lived so far away that she could only see it when the day was perfectly clear. And so her dance was not as happy as it could have been, for Mulan was indeed a lonely flower. One springtime, the rain did not fall. Mulan searched and searched for the dew to drink, but the grass was dry and parched. Day after day, there was no rain, and day after day, Mulan continued to wilt. Her beautiful red petals began to droop, and her long, gracious stem began to buckle. No longer could she hold her proud head up high. It was indeed sad upon the hill. But all was not lost. Suddenly, a lightning storm flashed across the sky. The thunder roared and the rain poured. Mulan was pushed by the strong rain, this way and that, and she jumped and moved her petals in a sharp, jerky way to protect herself from all the water. Surely I will not survive, thought Mulan, but she was wrong. The storm ended, and Mulan, exhausted from the fight, closed her petals and went to sleep. When the morning dawned, it was beautiful and warm. Again, without thinking, Mulan stretched her stem and unfolded her petals and shook them out until they lay about her in perfect fashion. Then, and only then, did she dare to look about. She opened her eyes, but did not believe what she saw. "It cannot be," said Mulan. "It is not possible, and yet it is true." Mulan looked at her center and saw that the pollen was gone from her long stamens. "That explains it," she thought. "The wind has carried my pollen to the other flower and its pollen to me, and we now have a family of poppies just like us." Once more, Mulan looked all about the hill that she loved so dearly. It was covered with poppies, beautiful little new poppies growing happily and gracefully. Poppies with crinkly red leaves and long stamens in the center. "It is no longer a lonely hill," said Mulan, and she danced among her new poppies and bowed graciously to each one, and to all of them she blew a kiss.